Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Wednesday, the 22nd of April. Difficult to find a Wednesday song. No songs for Wednesdays. And before somebody says Craig David covers it all, fuck off. Yeah, I wanted to sing a little Wednesday song. Lisa Loeb did one, but I don't think the subject is suitable for the bet slip. And the Undertones did a song, didn't they? Wednesday week, but I don't think my range suits the Undertones. I don't think it would have been suitable. Winston Wednesday. Winston's saying hello, hello, Winston. So, yeah, I have to wait until later in the week to sing. I wanted to sing a little birthday tune for good lad, good friend, good FTS member, all round good egg, top lad, John Woods, who turns 50 today. Another request. And I'm being a Liverpool fan. John's an absolute top guy. I'll only say this once, John. I fucking hell, what pod this is. I've sung You'll Never Walk Alone, and now I'm singing your praises on here. These friends I know are the few of you on FTS. I have noticed it's mostly Scouse fans, don't they? They tend to fucking all collate together. Almost incestuous, a lot of them, aren't they? But happy birthday, John. Yeah, happy birthday, mate. Make the most of it. He is nearly as calamitous as me, John. He's 50 today. When it was his 40th birthday, he tells me to go to Italy to stay in a 5-star hotel to celebrate. And that was the year the Icelandic volcano erupted and he couldn't fly. And that was all cancelled and he ended up in the Cotswolds. So 40th, Icelandic volcano ends up in the Cotswolds. 50th, we're in lockdown, can't do anything. And if you could just all make a note of the 22nd of April 2030, make sure we're all in fucking hiding for his 60th, for fuck's sake. But no, John, have a good one. Make the most of it, despite the scenario we're in at the moment. And I wouldn't be me, though, if I didn't mention that the old Dutch have cancelled or are cancelling the 2019-20 season, mate. So the old non-title is inching a little bit closer. Wouldn't be me if I didn't bring it up, would I? Yes, happy birthday. Oi, oi, oi. Sorry, I've got the dog trying to eat the carpet. Stop it. Yeah, see, live, not live TV, live radio, live podcasting, this is. Yes, happy birthday, John, have a good one. Talking to John's, I thought John, I think he's a Jonathan, but John Van Tam was brilliant at the old coronavirus briefing last night. Because these briefings, I think, early on, you needed them. We are trying to get people to stay in lockdown, explain why, get that. Having them every day has become a complete and utter waste of time, in my opinion. It's just about shit journalism and trying at every fucking step of the way to trip the politicians up. That's all I've been about. And I'll be honest, it's making me fucking sick, the state of it all. Agenda-driven bollocks and a British population sucking up to it. And one day there will be a fucking day of reckoning of all this. The Daily Mail, one of the most visited websites in the world, and the Sun, most bought paper in the UK still, fucking sums it all up for me. Absolute fucking mincers. And then you have the left side all of a sudden holding up the fucking Sunday Times as a Bible. I mean, they spent all of October, November denouncing it as a conservative manifesto. Now all of a sudden it's a fucking Bible. It is all, for the most part, bollocks. I keep telling you, one day you'll all get it. You'll come round to me at Times, don't matter who it is. Times, Sun, Mail, Piers Morgan, whatever. They're all in the business of sales and advertising. They don't give a shit what they fucking tell you. Piers Morgan, people's champion. Fuck off, he's Piers champion. That's what he is. How can I further myself? Andrew Neil's exactly the same. Another one, oh, he's brilliant. He's not fucking brilliant at all. It's all about him. He's very fucking patronising to people. Oh, how can I get myself and make myself relevant? Couldn't even get fucking Boris on your programme, son, for the interviews. That's how relevant you were. That's how fucking important you are. Listen to the scientists. And I have been very critical of Hancock, very critical of Boris on this podcast through times. My point is this time is that they are taking advice. It doesn't fit into people's agenda, that's right, but the I like this Jonathan Van Tam. He's a fucking clever guy, good scientist, and he speaks and explains things brilliantly. And the old drum that's been rattling about airports, which I mentioned last week, twice now he has been asked that question. Twice he has answered it. Last night he was absolutely brilliant answering it. He explained it. As I say, it's the second time, but he explained in exact detail last night why it matters very little. The exact process of the thinking behind it. But of course, it doesn't fit the agenda of Piers Morgan or anybody else who wants to make the whole thing look a shit fest and Hancock look a shit fest and incompetent, so they just ignore it. I think he's absolutely brilliant, super clever. And you listen to it and you go, right, that makes sense. If you've got anything about you, yeah, I perfectly understand that. It totally makes sense. I wasn't sure why they were letting people in, but what you've just said, it makes perfect sense. You can't possibly argue with it. Scientist knows what he's doing. Makes perfect sense, but no, Johnny, the fucking Twitter expert, knows everything. Fucking experts on fuck all of them, honestly. We are fucking turning into the US. Listen to the science. Stop the US-style political bollocks is how we get through this. Simple. Decades of inquiries are going to follow, looking at the rights and wrongs of all this. We're taking every fucking minute we can to throw Germany up. Germany are an absolute outlier. When you look at the world, you look at Spain, you look at Italy, you look at the US, you look at us, you look at China itself, you look at the graphs. The one outlier is Germany. And we know they're efficient. Their testing infrastructure was already in place. Their lab infrastructure was already in place. It was miles ahead of us. We had to start from scratch. We didn't have any of it. We had to build it from scratch in a short space of time, dealing with a virus that, despite what Twitter tells you, no fucking knew anything about. I know Donald says, oh, we had a... Obama threw a fucking vaccine away. The virus didn't exist, Donald. Fuck off, you fucking orange twat, honestly. And James, love you to bits. I'm listening to the podcast. Somebody sent me a Fox News clip. Don't send me that, James. I mean, fuck off. I can't be doing with Fox News, honestly. He sent, James, lovely, love the podcast. He said, can you have a look at this? I clicked on it. It's Fox News. I couldn't even watch it. That's what we're becoming. You know, the NHS has not been overwhelmed, despite people saying it would be. And it's not a political view. I just don't think it's. Yes, they've got to be called into account. They're getting wrong, but trying to catch them out every single day, when these guys are listening to scientists trying to get on with their jobs, I just don't get it. The likes of Peston and that, fuck off, absolutely fucking useless. I was talking to Steve Williamson yesterday. Good lad, Steve. Steve's a horse race trader. We had a good old chat on the phone. He's coming on the pod soon to talk some bits about horse racing in a few weeks. And we were just both saying that it's can't be doing with this conspiracies and trying to trip people up every day and everybody just wanting it to fit into their agenda. They can't possibly look at it any other way. And he said this. I mean, Hancock's going to be in the shit next week because he said that 100,000 tests. I've watched him say it. Everybody said it. They're never going to get there. You wait for the skin and air to fly, then the shit will hit the fan. But you said this. But it's the fact that, you know, the left side don't want to give 1 ounce of credit to anything. Everything's shit. The media want to create a shit storm to sell their papers and look at me, look at me. The right want to defend every single thing that's being said. How about just looking at it? No one's perfect. Take a little step back. Loads of people are trying to deal with this. It's a global problem. See what's going on. Appreciate that people are dying and park your bullshit. See, can you actually help in the situation at all with anything? Can you do somebody's shopping, whatever? And if not, fuck off and get on with your own life. And just do as you're fucking told for a bit. Here we go. That was a party political broadcast for the FTS party. I didn't mean to go off on one. I was only mentioning how I thought John Tam was a good guy. But there we go. Got on. Move on. There you go. I know it's my opinion before people... There, my opinion. The whole thing, I tell you, there will be a day of reckoning with the way the whole thing's going. Might not be in my lifetime, but there will be, that people go, fuck me, what was I doing? This fucking, oh, I can't, stop it, move on. Shazwad freaked me out last night, sent me a picture, I just don't know what time it was, I saw it, 9:10 o'clock last night, a picture of a dual-coloured trainer on WhatsApp, and apparently if you use the right side of your brain, you see it as pink and white. And if you predominantly use the left side of your brain, or one or the other, it might be the other way around, you see it green and grey. I haven't got the picture in front of me now. But when she sent it to me, I was scrolling through last night, saw it, read it, yeah. And I could clearly see pink and white. Showed it to Sam. I said, what colour's that trainer? She went pink and white. And I sort of looked at it and thought, it must be, because Shazwad normally sends me jokes. I thought, this must be something here I'm missing. Anyway, I didn't think anything of it. This morning, there's a couple of other messages on that feed. So the first thing, I've clicked it. I've seen this trainer again, but it's green and grey. Last night, it was pink and white. I'm now seeing it green and grey. So if you use one side, you're going to see it one. Can I use it there? I've now seen it pink and white last night, green and grey last night. I showed it to Sam again. I said, what do you see now? She went, pink and white again. And this has fucked me up. I said, because I'm seeing it green and grey now. I can't, I've keep picking it up. All I can see is green and grey. It was definitely pink and white last night. Got me worried. I might have a brain tumour. I have an incredible brain. See, I use all my brain, not half. I use all my brain. The scientists say to me, how come here and you can use all your brain at once? They find me amazing. Did I tell you I had an uncle at MIT? I've got the best brain. It's an amazing brain. Yeah, done me in that, is. I've got the best brain. I've got an incredible brain. An incredible brain. Today should, of course, be an interview with a member. Unfortunately, I ran out of time yesterday. Obviously, you need to schedule a time to fit these in. This week's guest is still currently working, so I unfortunately ran out of time. I was talking with FTS members yesterday about goals modelling. That's taken up my last couple of days, and I've got a bit more stuff to do tonight. I really enjoyed it actually yesterday. I enjoyed talking about it. I hope the guys did. I hope those who were there last night enjoyed that. You get so used to sort of doing those sort of things just over a period of time, you actually forget how you put it all together in the first place and how it's evolved over the years. So to revisit and go over the stages yesterday, I really enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it. I actually could hardly sleep last night. I was almost excited about it. Well, I do love this trading game. But hopefully, guys who were there, I made a bit of sense last night. But yes, the bottom line, it meant I didn't do the interview. So I'm going to do that interview tonight and it will be broadcast tomorrow. Do not fret, we will be there. And then next Wednesday, it will be Sam Cassidy. And then the following week, Brian, who's a Geordie. The old Geordie, talking to the Geordies, they're getting excited, aren't they? The old Geordies, you'll be getting all excited. I saw on, was it on Sky this morning? On my iPad, the old Ashley out, it's getting closer. Ashley out and, excuse me. Oi! Hang on a minute, team. I've got the dog eating something here. Oh my days. This is the pod being interrupted live by Wince. What have you done here? Honestly. Can't take your eyes off him. Flipping, chewing everything. Right, where was I? Sorry. The Geordies, yeah. Yeah, Ashley out, isn't it? And Ashley out and the Masters of Human Rights, the Saudis taking over. You know, cheer, they'll cut your hands off. I'm not going to say that I think Ashley's been a disaster for them. He doesn't seem a very nice man, does he? The old Saudis, they'll be up in arms there, some people. But exciting times, I guess, for the Geordies. But we've got Brian the Geordie in a couple of weeks. That leads me into a nice recipe. I've got a Geordie recipe. I think there's a Geordie recipe. I might have this wrong. Pan Haggerty, is that a Geordie recipe? I'm sure you'll all correct me. You'll love to correct me when I'm wrong. Pan Haggerty, this is a light version for less calories. I do apologise, the dog is being completely out of control now. Pan Haggerty, right. Yes, Winston. Right, I'll give you the ingredients first. You need 200... Winston is desperate to make a podcast debut. I wish I could video this and show you. He's now climbing on me. Wait. You need 200 grams of smoked bacon. Leanish smoked bacon. Cut the fat off. Couple of onions. Some fresh parsley. Get the flat leaf parsley. Good dose of that. Chopped up. 6 medium potatoes. Peel them and cut them into about sort of half a centimetre slices. 5 carrots, peel and cut those into similar size slices. 500ml of chicken stock. Again, I keep saying it, I use the old Knorr stock pots. And some, you can get some half fat cheese. For the light version, get half fat cheese. If you want the full version, get some full fat cheese, cheddar, about 100 grams of it grated. So get a, this is a one pot, so get a decent size one pot, sort of shallow casserole dish or massive frying pan, something you can put a lid on later. Place it over a medium heat, add the little bit of oil to it, add the bacon and the onions and cook that for about 8 to 10 minutes, medium heat. Keep stirring it until it starts, the onions start to soften up and just starting to get a bit of caramelization on them, and the bacon's nicely cooked through. Stir in the parsley then to the bacon and the onions and tip everything out to, tip all that out to save to one side. Then get half the potatoes and layer the bottom of the pan. Top them with some of the bacon and onion mixture. Add some of the carrots, so scrape it over so you're getting a layer, and then season it with pepper. Then put another layer of the onion and the bacon. Then put another layer of carrots. Then put another, whatever you've got left of the onion. So try and get 3 layers of onions, 2 layers of carrots. You've got a layer of potatoes on the bottom. Then put the rest of the potatoes on the top. So you sort of almost create a lid with the potatoes of it. Pour over the chicken stock. Cover the pan. And if you can't, haven't got a lid, then get some tin foil and cover it. And just let that simmer on the hob for about 20 minutes and the vegetables will go tender. Again, you can do the old knife test, just put it in one of the potatoes on the top and it should just slide out. When that is all done, you don't want them falling apart, so just keep an eye on it. Sort of 20 minutes will be about right. When that is done, then get your cheese, sprinkle that over the top, get your grill up full whack and whack that under the grill until the cheese goes melted and golden. Serve that in a bowl with some green veg. We have green beans, you can have peas, broccoli. We tend to have green beans with it. Put whatever you want. That is Pan Haggerty Light. Make sure you get plenty of salt and pepper going in as you do the layers, particularly pepper. You want it quite peppery. It is a lovely little number. Right, that's it. Pan Haggerty Light. Right, I'm just going to pour. I've got to get rid of this dog. I'm going to pause this and come back to you. I'm back. It's like a relay. Passed him off to Sammy. I didn't spend much time with him yesterday. He won't flipping leave me alone today. Right, where do I get to? Where was I? What have I done? I've done the Pan Haggerty. Books, I suppose. But what have I done? Recipe? Done me. Party political broadcast. Recipe? What? Well, it's a shit fest, isn't it? This absolute shower. Books. I think some of you enjoyed me doing the kids' stuff yesterday, and some other great ones came in, and one came to me in the middle of the night, about 2-3 o'clock, a book I read when I was about 6, and I read it in a day and a bit. I had chicken pox at the time, so I couldn't do anything else, sat on the sofa, covered in calamine lotion and reading, but I'll put that in, so we'll have another kids' day next week. Because some of you have sent in suggestions of things, so I'll collate all that together. And I'll have a kids and teens book day next week. Things to do with your kids and teens. It's good. And a quick mention. Thank you, Andy Marnell, obviously, for as well pointing me to the video of the author of Flow from a couple of days ago. Great book, Flow. And I made an absolute shower of the author's name. But Andy Marnell found a YouTube video on how to say it. Very helpful, Andy. Thank you. So today's book is a novel I thoroughly enjoyed. Again, years ago I read this, and having put it on the list, I'm going to read it again. It actually went on and became a TV series with David Jason. Porterhouse Blue by Tom Sharp. And it's a sort of satirical look at Cambridge University traditions and life. And I just remember back when I read it, you know, when I was sort of listing books for this, books I've really enjoyed, and that was one I really enjoyed at the time. So Porterhouse Blue is a novel, Tom Sharp. As I said, I will read it again, but put that on your list if you want a little 10 or 15 minutes away. I had some nice Twitter messages yesterday. Actually, good book suggestions, but I just want to thank Robert C. Your Twitter message last night got me a little bit emotional. I did have a busy day yesterday and read that light, and it meant a lot to me. All joking aside, it is exactly why I do the pods, and I really appreciated that last night. That sort of saying that it added 10 or 15 minutes of fun to your life on this time, and I know a few of you have sent emails along the same lines. It's basically all it's, you know, obviously with no sport, normally I'm doing it to try and give you some sporting info. I've kept them going just to provide 15-20 minutes of escapism. I know I rant on at times and talk some shit, but that is what the sole intention is in these times, is just to brighten your day a little bit and perhaps offer a recipe that you can use or whatever, really. I mean, talking Charlie's Angels yesterday, weren't we? Jacqueline Smith, flipping kick-ass Kate all day long. Come on. But I appreciate that, Robert. See, I just it just that was one that obviously mostly shitter. I've never come out of that before. Shitter's normally full of garbage, and I contribute my own garbage on there. I'm well aware. I'm being as hypocritical saying, but I do. But that was a lovely little message. Thank you that last night. And as I say, for those of you who've emailed in saying you're enjoying the pods and things, there is no agenda. What's your agenda? What's your agenda? It is just me talking bollocks for my own sanity and sharing some crap with you. Some of it makes some sense, doesn't it? Some of it's good. And on that, we have got jokes pouring in. I can't keep up with them. Couple today. Oh, fucking hell. I think they're dreadful, but we'll see. We'll see what you think. The good thing with this now, it's no longer me. I'm just giving jokes that you lot send in. What I love about this first one is it comes from Doug. Thank you ever so much, Doug. But before the joke, he basically apologises for how crap it is and says, I'm a northerner. It's the best I can do. You said it, Doug, not me. So here's Doug's joke. Trump was delighted to hear on TV that Mexico were finally building a wall. Unfortunately, Trump doesn't really understand the World Cup. And then he added himself, boom, boom. He added the boom, boom himself in the email. Boom, boom. So there you go. That's Doug's joke. But did Doug telling me he was a northerner and the best he could do made me laugh more than the joke. And then this one, Mark Baldwin. Sorry, it took me a while to get it, son. But God, I don't watch telly. I've told you this. And I didn't know this is what they said, so I had to get Sam to explain it to me. I read it about four times. I thought, what is he on about? So this is Mark's joke, which I think some of you will get more than I did. I was out on my daily walk yesterday, and who did I see on the other side of the road? Only Paul Chuckle from the Chuckle Brothers. I called over to him, asked him if he was okay. He called back. He was fine. I then said, I hope you're keeping your safe distance from people when you're out and about, Paul. He replied, yeah, of course. 2 metre, you? That's it. 2 metre, you. Apparently it's to me, to you. 2 metre, you. I didn't know that's what they said. So it was completely lost on me. I read that about, as I say, four times. To me, he replied, yeah, of course. 2 metre, you. There, 2 metre, you. There you go. I suppose it is funny if you like it. Well done, Mark. You got yourself on the pod, son. More to come tomorrow. Are you sick of me yet? What is it, 20-odd minutes of this so far? What we got? What haven't we done? Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. I'm still thinking about Fox News. I'm thinking of Jim coming back to me. I think I might upset him. Apologies if I have, Jim. I can't be doing with that Fox News, son. Honestly. Nonsense. That's what I talk about, people watching things that want to cement their opinion. That's what all the fucking right wing in America are built on, people watching that nonsense. Some fucking if you watch that, there's some fucking loonies on it. Jim, please don't stop listening. I'll stop talking about it now. Right, stat of the day. Half-time correct score. This is for you, those of you on FDD, and this is based on the six-game sheet. FDD, six-game sheet for half-time scores. If you select the 1-1 scoreline, if you select a price between 6 and 7, and if you look at the ratio columns, you've got a couple of goal ratio columns there that I spend my life away explaining, but you've got column H, which is HA ratio greater than 3, which is basically home and away specific. So you've got a HA ratio greater than 3. The correct score at half time is 1-1, and the price is between 6 and 7. You have got an absolute rock solid. Let me tell you that only one of the last 58 games has seen a not a scene and it stay 1-1. The 57 of the last 58 games that meet that criteria have had a goal. Stick that in the pipe and smoke it. So there you go. It's it doesn't throw up fortunes of bets, but over the last couple of years, about 80 points profit. Laying between 6 and 7, I think I can tell you how many losers have I got on my sheet. 1, 2, 3, I've got 4 losers, that is it on my sheet. So 1-1, half time, but no, I've got more than that. I'm talking nonsense there because some of them are the same price, let me actually tell you. Don't want to give you fake news, Fox News, fake news. Where is it? Oh, I have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 losers on my sheet in the last couple of years. That is all. 1-1, half time, HA ratio 3, between 6 and 7 on the FDD sheets based on the FDD 6 game sheets. Have a little look at that one. There you go. I just keep giving gems away. I keep giving you. I've got the best brain. I've got the most incredible brain. I can't do anymore. I can't keep giving you this stuff. How long is this going to go on for? I'm just giving you all this brilliance. Incredible. I'm incredible. We've got incredible stuff on FTS. We have got some incredible stuff coming up, I tell you. What was I saying to people? I'm going to say this again. Obviously, we've got no racing at the minute. And those of you on the racing, we got to the stage where we had the macros going into the bet engine. It is the intention, and I'm not speaking out of turn, but when racing starts, and I am reliant on the guys building this, Alistair Art and the guys behind it. The intention is that when racing starts, we are building a system where whatever macros you've got, we can get a file out that will go into Bet Engine on your machine so you don't have to do anything. The problem we've got now, obviously, is no racing to be able to test it. But I'm getting a few messages about that is the game plan. It's not there yet, but we can't test anything. So once racing starts, we will look at that process and we'll look at, we need to test it, check it's working, create our own systems, you know, random systems, check the bets are firing in. But that is the game plan, just to try and answer that. Right, where are we next? Facts of the day, nearly forgot again. I haven't done any facts, have I? Oh, where are they? Facts of the day. Oh, you'll like this one. No, I'll leave that one till last. Hang on. I had a couple of facts of the day. I can't find the first one. I like this one. Yeah. Movie trailers. That's actually something I do watch. I got Apple TV and they got a bit on their movie trailers. And sometimes I'll sit down when I'm having me dinner. Not me tea, me dinner. You flipping northern Muppets. And I'll just flick movie trailers on, see what's coming out. The one thing I do like is the odd trip to the cinema with Sam. So I do go on the old Apple TV trailers bit and flick that and have a flick through and watch, see if there's anything that catches my eye. But movie trailers used to be shown after the movie. Like now you go to the cinema, you have to sit through 20 minutes of it, don't you? But they were originally showed after the movie, and that is why they're called trailers, because they trailed the movie. The problem with that was that the film finished and people sodded off, so nobody watched them. So they moved them to the front of the movie. There you go, facts of the day. And this one, this is great. The top 6 foods that make you fart. Do you know what they are? We all assume what they are. People eat baked beans. The top 6 foods that make you fart are beans, sweet corn, bell peppers, cauliflower, cabbage, and milk. So if you're going out on a date, male or female, just avoid all that. Just anything that's got beans, corn, bell peppers, cauliflower, cabbage, and I don't know why you'd have a glass of milk, but if you are prone to it, there you go. So avoid eating them and you'll be good. Fine and dandy. Get everything on here, don't we? We just get everything on here. Right, I think that's it. I don't think I've got any more. I think I'm absolutely done. Am I done? Yeah, have I missed anything? I never know because I haven't got a list to work on, so I don't know. I've done the book. I've done the stat. I've done the jokes. I've done the recipe. I've done the facts. I've done the party political broadcast. I've said happy birthday to... That's the one I'm scared about. It's missing people's birthdays, but I think it's only John today. Happy birthday again, John. Have a great 50th. Back with the interview tomorrow. Have a lovely Wednesday, guys. The sun looks like it's getting... I walked the dog this morning. It was warmer. But it was still early, but I haven't been out since, obviously. Hopefully it's a bit warm out there. Those of you going for a walk or whatever, don't forget we've got FTS Fitness on the website. FTS Connect, if you want to speak to somebody, drop me an email. We'll link you all up. And I'll... Oh, yes, the poker, I'd forgotten. I'm going to set the poker tournament up literally in the next 10-15 minutes. So those of you on PokerStars, you go to the club lobby, you'll be able to register for the Friday night tournament. I'm going to do a tournament on Friday, and I'm going to do a tournament Sunday, and then I'm going to mix the other one. Sam had this idea. It don't have to be Sunday every night. So I'm going to do Friday, Sunday this week. Then the following week, I'll do Friday, Monday, just so that you're not getting bored of it. So Friday, poker tournament as usual. We're starting 15 minutes late at 7:30, and we're doing the 10-minute blinds. Please do join us. 200 quid odd to the winner last week, 186 the first week. We've got to get the old Italian Gianluca and give him a pasting. But that will be ready to register, and I will start putting the links on Twitter for new people over the next couple of days. But I will be in there Friday, 7:30, kicking some ass. Kick-ass Kate. Told you, kick-ass Kate beats flipping Jacqueline Smith every day. Once I saw the pictures yesterday, I thought, oh yeah, Kate all the way. Right, enjoy yourselves. Have a lovely Wednesday. I'm doing it again, Kevin Kelly, and I say goodbye about four times. Right, that's it. No extra time. I'm gone. Have a lovely day.